You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Bachelor After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Bachelor After Show.
Okay, we won't go with that.
I have sparkle. They told me to never let any girls take away my sparkle.
It's not my fault. My eyebrows like this.
This is not Botox. Bing. I cannot control whether I smile or not.
Bing is for doing. And we are here doing another after show on AfterBuzz TV. And I'm shaking in my boots, AfterBuzz TV Nation, because it has been the most tumultuous Bachelor episode since the last one and probably before the next one. It is, that's right, Bachelor Season 17, Episode 6, I believe. Or is it 7?
35.
Episode 35.
7.
Thank you, Morton. And once again, I'm JC, and we're bringing you the heat, the fire, tons of girls in bikinis, and actually we find out that Ashley is special. You know, according to Sean. That's it. He said that on
he
the
did.
Show.
He did.
These
did.
Are quotes.
She was pretty special.
And don't end up with a girl that nobody likes.
Don't want that.
Mm-mm. But before we go any further, let us introduce our wonderful talent and gorgeous, absolutely stunning co-host. Starting with the lovely lady.
You clearly haven't baked in a while, and he's really trying to sugarcoat that one because he wants some cookies.
I do.
Sorry.
That's absolutely I do. Starting with the lovely baker to my right.
Kathy Kelly.
And always pretty in pink.
Sparkly? I have sparkle.
Chrisley Kennedy.
You do have sparkle.
Round of
sparkle.
Martin, will you give them a round of applause? We need to lift up their spirits.
We need a sparkle sound.
There we go.
We need sparkle. That's loud. That's no.
That's just loud.
Maybe it's sparkle. Like,
sorry if you
what
guys,
does sparkle sound like?
Amazing.
Like a harp. Can you do a harp? Yeah, like
it
a harp.
It sound like sparkles.
Like a harp.
Like glitter and
I don't know.
Phil the intern can usually find us that little harp. It's like a little... There we go. Okay. Enough on the harp. And a quick shout out to Martin. What's up? How you doing, buddy?
Good. I'm looking for the harp now.
Okay.
The husband.
The husband? Is that what I'm called?
Yeah, the husband.
Okay. All right. I like that.
The chat roll says maybe she's a vampire if she sparkles. Like
oh,
Edward Cullen.
Like Twilight.
Yeah.
Oh. Chrisley, you're like a vampire.
She is cold-hearted.
Ooh.
Well, that I am.
No,
oh,
not you.
Whoa,
not
whoa.
You. Not you. Terrible.
I knew she was talking about terrible, but I
would
have
never say that about Chrisley.
To my face.
Chrisley's my homegirl.
The brunette bandits are fighting everybody. Chat roll is going to go crazy. This is going to be awesome. So literally, I think some of the show itself has kind of like spilled over into our after show because literally Chrisley and I were, well, we're always at each other's throats.
Yeah.
So let's try to be civil for the rest of the hour and
overrated.
Okay. Quick impressions. What do we think about tonight's show?
Impressions?
And, yeah. Overall
I think
thoughts.
We already did impressions.
Okay, fine. Let's move on to the first date. Fine. We can move this sucker. We can make it smoking fast. All right. First date. Ashley. More of the same?
Snooze.
Same. Yeah.
Snooze.
Snooze. He called her special.
I'm surprised that she's still there.
I'm not.
I think there's no reason. She's such a nice girl. She's such a sweet girl. So why wouldn't he stick her, like, keep her around?
He doesn't want drama.
Yeah.
Every single time. We even said this for weeks. She is so intense. Why are you laughing?
You look cross-eyed for a second.
Oh, my God. It's the night of cross-eyed. Everyone was cross-eyed
tonight. I am not cross-eyed.
Not anymore. Okay. I'm sorry. We're off topic.
All right. Now, the thing is, like, honestly, she is so intense, and, like, honestly, that's got to get tiring for Sean. I mean, this is serious. I mean, why is she still there?
I hate you so much right now.
JC is purposely being cross-eyed now because, well, maybe not on purpose. I can't tell.
No, I'm fine. And, oh, well, chat roll, guys, if you're watching this at home, make sure to, like, comment, subscribe, let us know what you think. If you're not watching us live, make sure to check out iTunes and YouTube and tell us what you think. All right, now, so on to what we were talking about, Ashley.
Yes.
She's boring.
I think that she's just very, I mean, she's older. She's more mature. She doesn't have,
All right, I'm going to knock her out right after I knock Tierra out. 32 is not old!
No, she's not. She's older than the rest of the girls.
Okay.
Most of the girls are very young in the house. And Tierra was a witch with a capital B for saying that at the beginning of the show. What was that?
The cougar's back in town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wrote... Like, all the notes I took were things that Tierra hates. Mm-hmm. Tierra hates cougars. Tierra hates bugs. Tierra hates dates with Sean that aren't boating. Like,
mm-hmm. It's never enough. But see, she's on thin ice to begin with, basically. So the fact that she called her a cougar, I mean, why would you do that? I'm like, Tierra, why would she do that?
I thought it was funny.
I know you, but is it smart?
I didn't get mad at Tierra until she started going into the, she's 32 years old, she should be married and have a family, what's wrong with her that nobody wants to be with her? Some people choose to be alone, number one. Number two, when I was 22, I thought I'd be married at 32 as well. Guess what? I'm not, and I'm completely okay, and I'm semi-normal. Yes, I am cold-hearted, but people do like me. So, tonight was the first time that I was like, you know what, Tierra, every time you open up your mouth, I want to put my foot in it.
So, wait, touching upon that, is it a bad edit? Kind of like with you and Charlie, supposedly, from what YouTube was saying.
I think tonight we saw a side of Tierra that was the first time I was like, you know what, I can't even stick up for you tonight because tonight you just sound like a brat.
She's saying mean things and you can't edit that in any other way.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Unless she's saying like, oh, like Ashley's a cougar. She should have been married by now because she's so pretty. Like they didn't cut that last line out. Mm-hmm. She's just saying like mean stuff.
Yeah. And to get back to Ashley, like, I think their date was boring. Like, there was just nothing, there was nothing to it that stood out for me. Their kisses were even awkward. And the standing on the table yelling, I love Sean, for
that
me
was really awkward.
The first time I tell someone I love them, I will not be standing on a table and yelling it to the beach. I will be telling them to their face.
Right to their eyes. Like, yeah. You don't, that was very awkward for me, too. It doesn't seem like there's much chemistry between them. Which, I mean, I think she's a very sweet girl. I love that this was, like, an experience for her. And so many people who come out of The Bachelor talk about how it was an experience. I think that she will have learned from this and grown from this. And once she gets back to her hometown, she will be able to find another guy who will appreciate her.
Absolutely. She's stunning.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
She has a lot to give.
Yes.
Yeah.
And who's to say? We don't know. I mean, literally, Sean.
I just don't see it with.
He sent home Tierra tonight, and I didn't think she was going to come tonight.
I did.
Oh, okay.
It's a long time coming.
All right. So, I know we already blew past like the Ashley date, and we moved on to.
Because other than the awkward screaming, "I love Sean" from the table, there was nothing. There was nothing substantial that happened. I don't think.
Well, she was married.
At 17.
That's still something. I mean, given her history.
I was like, is that even legal? But I guess it is in some states.
We were expecting more, I guess, when the build-up, because they kept building it up. Like, what was she going to say? I thought she was going to say, well, I have two kids or something like that. And
no, he thought she was going to say that she used to be a man.
I did.
The whole time we were watching, he was like, you used to be a man. You used to be a man. I was like,
you
I
can't
just,
get
you
that
know.
Body if you're a man. She has a smoking body.
She does have a damn good body.
She does, but I was just saying, just to kind of like up the ante on the show, they'd have been like, oh my God.
We were just so bored during the date.
I'm surprised. Just, yeah. Normally, if someone has something like that big of a secret, they say it in the second or third episode. Like, mm-hmm. They say it much earlier on, and she's had alone time with him, and she hasn't said
that
before.
Had to say the other stuff that went on.
I was just going to say, she's had a story every single date. Mm-hmm. And not that I'm saying that in a disrespectful way, but every date they've had, she's shared something pretty big.
Usually people say their stories either in their first one-on-one date or some other time when they get alone time, and then they're able to enjoy the rest of their time with, you know, the person.
And it's not being disrespectful. That is right. The reason why I do not believe Sean will pick Ashley. Because I just think there's just too many obstacles with them. I think it'll be too much.
I don't think it has anything to do with the obstacles. I just think there's absolutely no chemistry or mm-hmm. passion. Like, he kisses her and it's like, it's just awkward. It's like,
if you're not watching, you should.
I just kissed my hand. Yeah. It was awkward.
Martin, I hope you caught that.
It was as awkward as him kissing her.
So, but she did make it past, so she's going to be in the hometown date, so good Lord, what's going to happen then? I mean, wow.
You're going to meet the pastor.
There's just so much to her, like, honestly.
Did you do that when you said there was so much
to her? I did not do that.
I mean, you did, but it's okay.
Roll the tape. I did not do that.
Misses Selma.
I'm not mentioning that name. Not mentioning that name. Yeah. I got enough on Twitter last week about it.
Good.
So.
Good.
All right, we're moving on to Tierra. Or should we talk about the group date? Because I thought the group date was awesome. From one end of St. Croix to the other with three beautiful girls. I would love to do that date.
Super fun date.
Yeah, to see the sunrise and sunset. And each girl had their one-on-one time with Sean. And you found out a lot of stuff like about Catherine, about her dad. And just... What did you guys think about the one-on-one time with the girls with, like, Lindsay, Ashley, Lindsay, Catherine, and who was the third one? Des. How could we forget Desiree? What'd you think, Kat?
The Kat? those are my top three girls right now. Or they were, I guess, before the end of the night. But... I mean, they're all great catches. I think that they're all very funny. They're very, you know, like, they still... can be kids, but they're also very mature. They're confident. Des is a little less confident in what Sean and her have right now, but I think that they'd all be great matches for him. So,
even Lindsay? Lindsay seems like a fan to me still.
Yeah.
Oh, the giggling is so freaking annoying.
I love how every single girl that you loved at the beginning of the season the ones that you hate the most.
I know. I loved her. I had such great, like, the bride thing. Like, I did. I really liked her. And now she... it's like...
Why?
Because I feel like at the beginning, the awkward giggles were cute. And that's normal when you first start dating someone and you meet them. And now I feel like the giggles are just annoying.
You like, hate people that giggle.
I don't hate people that giggle.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Right? No, I just think that she's progressively gotten annoying. And I think that Sean mentioned that he saw depth with her and I didn't see any. I feel like we see the same of her all the time and it's the giggly, I can't kiss you because that's all we do is kiss. And I just think that their relationship needs to be a little bit more than that.
There's no depth to it.
I love that your impression was the girl from Vince Vaughn.
No, it was of her last week when she was saying... Kathy, are we watching the same
Wedding
show?
Wedding Crasher.
Thank you.
Wedding Crasher.
See, Myla Fisher.
Martin caught it. Isla Fisher.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll see you. Yes.
That's what she did last week.
Okay, all right.
It was annoying.
I think that she's fun to be around, and I think that they have a great friendship going on. He clearly is attracted to Lindsay. Mm-hmm. But I don't, as we said in previous weeks, I think that they would, outside of The Bachelor, they would have maybe a 2-month, 3-month long relationship, or they would date, you know, for a while, and then it would fizzle out. Like, it just... There isn't any depth to it, at least none that we've seen.
No, and I feel like with Des, unfortunately, I really like her. And I think we're watching her slowly self-destruct.
Like KCB.
KCB. Yep.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because she was so confident. And all of a sudden, each episode, she's getting less and less confident. And we're seeing her kind of emotionally kind of break down. And I think that may be what ends up... I can't say maybe what ends up because I don't think that he would pick her in the end. But he would be the second runner-up to who I think he's going to pick.
We see this every season where there's a girl who gets a one-on-one date very, very early in the season. And she develops a really strong bond with him. Des was a front runner from, you know, the very get-go. And then over the weeks, they start to get more insecure because the other girls develop just as strong relationships and bonds with the guy or the bachelorette. And they get so insecure that they can't live in the moment. They feel like it's not a competition, but they feel like they have to get in every single minute that they can with them. And that's exactly what's happening with Des.
Yeah.
Well, that's the gameplay. I hate to say that with The Bachelor. And I want to move on because this is a perfect segue for Lindsay. I mean,
but
Leslie.
You didn't talk about Catherine.
Catherine.
We didn't even talk about Catherine.
I thought we talked about Catherine.
When?
No? Not enough.
Not enough.
I mean, they had a huge moment. That was a big moment tonight.
Okay, let's talk about
it. What is wrong with you?
I bruise like, really? You start throwing things at me? Good Lord, Chrisley.
Catherine. That was a big moment.
Let's talk about it.
That was a huge moment for them tonight. I think I'm very curious to see what Twitter and Facebook and the message boards are saying about that moment, because I feel like it could be taken two very different ways. Mm-hmm. That the awkward stare that she had and the coldness that she couldn't look at him, I feel like that could have been taken very coldly and like she was faking. Mm-hmm. And I think that showed exactly how much it meant to her to share that moment. And that I couldn't believe you don't want to talk about it, because you stopped, you paused it, you were like, now that's a couple. Mm-hmm. This is a moment. I feel something. And now you're just brushing it off.
Okay. Now, we talked about it.
Big moment.
Are you done with your feelings right now, Chrisley? Are we good?
This isn't the Chrisley show?
No.
Oh, shit.
That's coming up later. No, but honestly, yeah, they're beautiful together. And even in that moment of crisis, you see them. It's just, they're working their way through it. And there's just something special about them. And I just see something between he and Dez and he and Catherine. Mm-hmm.
And it was a very real moment. Like, I've been in that situation where I've had to reveal stuff about my family. And, like, I'm so close to my mom, and it's hard to talk about my dad. And the way that she said that, I felt so much for Catherine in that mm-hmm. moment, because it's so hard to, like, you feel like you're coming clean to, like, your significant other. Like, it's a burden, and it might actually deter them from being with you.
And I love that, I mean, camera stuff, but I love that she did it on camera. I had the same conversation, not same, but similar conversation with Charlie as to why my father wouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. And I chose to do it off camera. So the fact that she just kind of lived in that moment, and the thing that I like most about them is with everyone else, it's like, it's my turn to talk, it's your turn to talk, it's my turn to talk, it's your, it's like a chess game. And with them, it's just so, like, they've been together forever.
Yeah.
It just is. And she wasn't serious. She wasn't crying. It was just a serious moment, and it was just calm. Mm-hmm. I mean, watching the sunset. And
well, he comforted her perfectly. Like, he was there for her.
Yeah.
It was good.
And I asked you, actually, Chrisley, if they were using two cameras perhaps on that, because I wondered if, do they have to repeat the story?
No.
They can't repeat those moments.
No.
It's just because if you're watching the show, just how the way they go from Sean to Catherine on opposite side of the
shot. Then there's probably two cameras.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because they definitely don't ask you to repeat things or rerun lines. There's definitely nothing like that.
With reality, I think you normally have multiple cameras, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and another question I was going to ask, is it harder to be a reality star than an actor? Because you have to be up 24 hours. You have to be ready 24/7. Because remember, he woke him up that morning without makeup. And I was like, they have to be like on.
Yeah, and actors get paid. Just saying.
Okay.
You guys get paid in alcohol.
What if you don't drink?
She doesn't drink.
I know.
What did I get? Some dead roses?
Do you still have those?
No.
That'd have been weird. Okay.
I'm sure some girls save the roses.
I was just going to say, there's a lot of girls that still have those roses, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Care to share?
I mean, I don't know any of them, because that's creepy. Fatal attraction.
Yeah. But, moving on. Let's move on to, I want to move on to the Leslie, the Leslie date.
Okay.
Because I thought it was important that she just had a chance to swing the bat, and she didn't. She had a chance to seize the moment, and she didn't. And this was the uber-confident girl. This is the lobbyist. This is the girl who came in and just was playing football with Sean, and we're like, wow, she's got, like, balls of steel. And when it came for the time, for the moment, she wimped out.
Yeah.
Did it cost her? Is that why she was sent home?
There were so many reasons, I think, why she was sent home. He was so right when he said, when she talks to me, she looks down, she won't even look at my face, and it's awkward.
Yeah.
And then literally, that's all I noticed from the next part of their date was that she wouldn't look him in the eye.
But she wasn't like that early on.
No.
She wasn't like that during their Guinness book kiss. She wasn't like that early on. It was as feelings developed, once that facade of this uber powerful woman went away, you find out that she's probably the most insecure out of all of them.
I think she was worried about getting hurt. Like, it became more real. And in the beginning, it was all fun. You know, you're here for this experience. And then after a couple weeks go by, you start to develop feelings for this guy. And she was worried about getting sent home. And then her fear was realized this week.
Or she realized she didn't like him.
I don't think it was that.
I'm just saying, it could happen.
Yeah. I did write down for this date, though. I wrote very large letters. Picking avocados. I love avocados.
Was that what they were?
That's what Sean said. They looked very oddly shaped.
They didn't look like avocados.
They're like mini watermelons.
They looked weird. They didn't look like avocados.
Chat roll, if you know, let us know what they were picking.
He said that they were avocados. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know what they were.
And here's the thing. Did she fall pray for what the drug is of what the Bachelor is. Because remember, she said she used to make fun of people, or she called them fools for falling in love on the show, and that it wouldn't happen to her. And well, lo and behold, it happened to her. Is it just being on the show? Just what we've talked about for weeks. You're in that small house. You have no.
It's the bubble.
Access to the media. Anything.
And they give you the most romantic situations in the world. And I'm sorry, but when you're not looking at the outside world and you don't have your friends to bring you in and rein you into reality and you don't have anything to ground you, it's hard not to fall in love in those situations. I mean, hello, private island for a day? Come on. Who's not going to fall in love with the guy that takes her there?
So are we really surprised that no one's really stayed together aside from the three couples?
I mean, I'm not. I think that, unfortunately, the guys tend to have bad pickers and they pick with the wrong part of their body. And I think that the girls tend to be a little bit smarter about it. But unfortunately, some of the guys are just too much about winning and not really about loving the person.
It's very easy to fake your personality over the course of
2 months.
8 weeks, yeah. Over the course of 8 weeks, and you have such limited interaction with the significant other. And I think that's why there are so many people who get through this system who have girlfriends or boyfriends back home, and they're able to, you know, get their way through it.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. I just want clarity. It's not that we're hating on it. Absolutely not. I just want to get it. I want them to succeed. You know, I want Sean to be with someone. If there's a guy that could that's ever walked through the Bachelor franchise and that could see forever with a girl, it would be Sean, I would think.
Yeah.
He really wants it. He's genuine. I see this. And God.
I definitely agree with that. I also think that, I mean, I've thought about going on The Bachelor. I know you have been on it. But I think that it also, the majority of the people that try out for this are not, don't have the best intentions. Like they are, you know, fame whores, or they want the attention, and that's what you get. Like I thought about it for a really long time, and with the exception of Sean, most of the guys that like you see who have gone through The Bachelorette have been contestants. They don't have good intentions.
I found out Ari might do the next one.
Really?
Oh, see, now
no,
you're
I'm kidding.
Now she's interested.
I don't think he would.
No.
I don't think that they want him to. I think that the producer, dating the producer, Cassie Lambert scandal ruined him for the Bachelor franchise forever, unfortunately. It's here.
But there's hope.
No.
No? Okay, no hope. So, you know, but, okay, so Leslie and Ashley, they were like these 5-minute quick dates. Nothing really happened. You know, we get a secret or two. You know, Leslie didn't step up. But let's get into Tierrable.
I have Sparkle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, you do, Crystal. Yes, you do. Please.
There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, that's a sparkle noise. I love you, husband.
Okay, so finally, Tierra. Happy, sad, what are you feeling? What'd you guys think? Okay, of course they have the customary date where they stroll around town. Mm-hmm. They do it every season.
She complained about it.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe on a boat or something, because I love boating.
What a spoiled brat.
Such a spoiled brat.
You sound like the girls on the show, you two.
No, you know what? I have stuck up for that little brat every single week because I was like, oh, maybe it's the bad edit. Oh, I feel bad for her. And tonight, I just can't even stick up for her because she was horrendous.
We've gotten in fights about that, actually.
Yeah.
Verbal altercations over Tierra. She has ruined our friendship.
It's horrible.
That little.
Don't you see the division? Don't you see it?
I feel it. Oh, my God.
I'm thinking about going blonde.
Really?
Yes. No more brunette bandits for me.
Ay, Dios mío. Oh my gosh. Well,
no,
she was a brat.
We're on the same page this week, though.
Okay, you guys made
I think
up.
That it was her time to go. I'm glad that Sean finally saw her true colors, because it was a long time coming.
It was questionable there for a minute, too.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, the date went well, all of that happened. Yeah. Wanting to meet the sister, it was just like, it was questionable. I did not think she was going home until he finally said it.
Yeah. The reason why I think he wanted her to meet her sister or his sister is because, one, he wanted to see how she interacted with other girls that weren't in the house, because so many girls said she can't be friends with girls. He has a sister who he's really close with. Obviously, he wants a wife who's going to be close to his sister.
Yeah.
And then also, I think that he needed a second judge of character. Like, yes, he's hearing from all the girls in the house, but he doesn't know if they just think of Tyr as a threat or if she's actually a mean person, and who better to judge that than one of his family members?
I thought it was a great move on his part.
Oh, yeah.
So you're saying that Sean requested his sister be flown out to St. Croix?
I think so. Yeah. I think that he wanted a second opinion.
The producers could have said no, but clearly they said yes. It was for her birthday, too, is what I read online. So.
And you know what was interesting is the fact that he actually, you know, because KCB said the same thing pretty much that Ashley did about Tierra. So why did he listen to Ashley over KCB?
I don't think that they said the same thing, and I think that it was in context different. And Sean asked Ashley. What was going on?
The way that Ashley said it was also not an attack. Mm-mm. She said, Tierra's not very polite. She isolates herself a lot. And I think that when KCB did it, it was more of an attack on Tierra. Even
and
though
she
was
about herself.
Things. Yeah, exactly. She was like, well, these two girls are fighting, and I just thought that you should know. So, not in that voice. She's not that annoying, but.
I'm so excited for Bachelor Pad. Are you kidding me? Having Tierra in there? Oh, my gosh. I think, okay, out of Bachelor supposed villains, where would she, you know, she knock out Courtney?
No.
No, she wouldn't knock out Courtney. I think she might knock out Rosalyn on our list from last week. I think there was, Rosalyn was on there. Vienna doesn't, I think she's maybe on par with Vienna, a little bit less of a villain. We've got Courtney. We've got, who else?
Chris Lee, honorable mention?
No.
I'm so upset. Is it weird that I'm upset about that?
That you're not on the list?
Yeah. Is it weird that I kind of take a little defense to that?
Tells me you're a winner. That's all it tells me. It's all right.
That's what Courtney said, and I'm not like her.
I didn't say winning.
Oh, okay.
Big difference. Okay.
Now what I can throw.
Stop. Really, she's literally, if you guys aren't watching, she's throwing everything at me. Please do not grab that coffee cup. I bruise like fruit. So, with that said, we've talked about all three dates. Mm-hmm. Shall we talk about the rose ceremony? What? Oh, we got something. What's on your mind, Chrissy? You want to say something. You got this goofy grin on your face.
No, I was just, you said we talked about everything, and I was going to say what we would really like to talk about is that we read all the comments on iTunes.
Yes.
And that we love it because, and I want you guys, I need a favor. I need all of you listening to go onto iTunes and give us 5 stars because we only have 4 and I really want 5.
We have 4 stars?
4 and I want 5.
Give us 6.
I just want 5. I know you guys can do it for me. I'm sick of doing it for myself. So I want you to go hit the stars so I don't have to add the stars.
You're voting for, okay.
Wow. Yeah, totally vote for us. We're worth it. Do you vote for us?
I vote
for our team.
Wow, on the most dramatic AfterBuzz yet, Chrisley reveals that she votes for herself.
No, I vote for the team.
Okay, all right.
The team.
All right. So pretty much that, I think, we breezed through this one so far.
I know. I feel like once we get, further to the final rows, there's a little bit less to talk about, but it's because you see what connections are formed and which ones aren't. It's very obvious.
But I feel like this was the beginning of the episode was kind of boring, too. I mean, the dates, there was nothing on any of the dates except until the group date where we saw the moment. It was just like,
and now that there's no Tierra, the next couple episodes are going to be.
Next week should be interesting.
Next week's going to be like a 5-minute episode.
Or? And Sean tells all.
Oh, that's right. Next week we have another double dose. So more Sean for your viewing pleasure. But you know what? Actually, we can talk about the rose ceremony because something interesting happened after the fact was Catherine's breakdown. Mm-hmm. I thought that was like a bit of a head scratcher for me.
She has a lady love, and her name is Leslie.
Oh my God.
I'm not touching that one. I'm not.
Neither am I.
That's all you, Kathy Kelly, Catherine Kelly, Kathy Cupcake Kelly.
Yes.
Okay. No, I want to be serious about this because is it a little bit of a chink in Catherine's armor? Because shouldn't she see that within herself? I mean, we're seeing it. I think Catherine is, from what I see.
I think she's just that humble.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. I think it's a true testament to how humble she is and how well she's become friends with some of these girls in the house when it could clearly go the opposite direction.
But we didn't see this on the show. You saw the dates with Leslie and Sean, and you've seen the dates with Catherine and Sean.
I've seen their Twitter interactions over the last couple weeks, so that's how I knew that they were friends. But
who, Leslie?
Leslie and Catherine, yeah. They've been tweeting up a storm and Instagramming pictures of each other. They're really cute.
So it's like Jackie Schwartz and Rachel Trueheart.
Yeah.
Like that BFF. Okay. Ah, sparks of a new friendship.
Mm-hmm.
They sparkle.
Lilas.
I like that she got that emotional, because I feel like she questioned why she was there and what his intentions were. And I feel like it made it very real for us to see her that way. And I actually did not see it as an insecurity at all,
mm-hmm.
but more of just a, what is he looking for? They have more in common than we do. She's such a great person. Now I don't know really why I'm here. And I mm-hmm. thought that it was a kind of a great moment for her.
Mm-hmm.
I think America's falling in love with her and Dez, and I mean all the girls that are left. Ashley and
Leslie for Bachelorette. Maybe.
You think?
No. I don't know. I think out of the ones that were left, I think that she has a great chance. Sorry.
No, I thought that was awesome. Leslie for Bachelorette. Wait, I don't know.
I was like, what just happened?
I hope so. Well, but I don't think it'll happen. But I hope so.
So gone are Tiara and Leslie. So that leaves us with Lindsay, Dez, Catherine, and Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into predictions after, I guess, a little bit of news and gossip, unless you have anything else to share.
I don't think so.
Then let's move on to some newsy, gossipy stuff.
Okay.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So I was writing down news before I actually watched the show, and I was worried that this was going to be a spoiler, but it is not. Yeah. Tiara was Instagramming her fingers a lot this week because she had an engagement ring on them. She Instagrammed two pictures of just her hand and an engagement ring, her left hand, and the first one said, "Happily complete." Starting 6 days ago. And then she also did a picture, a selfie of herself with the engagement ring over her heart, I guess, her chest area. And it was a really cute engagement ring. Clearly, it's not from Sean. But I don't know. I don't know if it's...
She went home tonight. It's not from him.
Right.
Not a spoiler.
I don't know whether she found love when she went home, or this is just a cry for attention.
Rebound.
Yeah.
Maybe she bought it for herself.
But if you would like to follow Tiara on Instagram, she is at @truly_Tiara.
Uh-huh.
More news and gossip. In an interview, Sean recently spoke about being The Bachelor, and he said that it's physically exhausting, which you would think for a guy who's so built, he would have some more stamina.
It's a different muscle. It's a different muscle, Kathy. Continue.
So he said, "I try to stay grounded. I know when it's all over, I'm going to go back to living my normal life in Dallas. I'm going to enjoy this ride while it lasts," which I thought was great because we've really only seen a couple people come from this franchise who have gone back to their roots. And it's the ones at work. It's like the Trista and Ryan. They are in suburbia, Colorado. There's JP and Ashley. Although they are in New York. It's not like they moved to LA the second they could.
Jason and Molly.
Sure.
Well, and Sean's a business owner, you know what I mean? And his business is important to him. He does Factory Girl, and they have the purses, and they have some really great furniture. And that's been important to him since before the show started. So it was something that he talked to me a lot about. So, I mean, that was something that he wants to get back to and do. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Nice. He also said that his grandma, who's 87, Gina, she watches the show, and he said, "She loves the show. I wouldn't want to do anything that would make her cringe," which aww. I thought was cute. Adorable. Also, on News and Gossip, Michelle Money had a new post out on, what is this? It was on Your Tango, and it was her breakup survival guide.
I saw that.
Just in time for Valentine's Day.
And what does that entail?
She just had some tips for how to get over an ex. And it was actually really cool to read. She had, delete him from your phone, forget his birthday, put down the spoon and back away from the Haagen-Dazs.
Does she explain get rid of black eyes and stuff?
No, she did not.
Damn it.
And she said, "Limit the social stalking and get out of Dodge for the weekend. So go away on a trip," which are all, things that you've heard before. But I thought it was a cute post that she had. So lastly, on the news and gossip, this is more the gossipy side. But I started social media stalking some of these bachelorettes who are on the show this season. And I know that I mentioned I found Selma and Catherine's on the show before. But Robin joined Twitter, Robin Howard. Jackie Parr, the redhead, also joined Twitter. Ashley Frazier has a Twitter as well. Deanna, who was actually cut in the first couple episodes, has a Twitter. Sarah Herron on Twitter, too. And someone from a couple seasons ago, Tony Piper, had a little love for Sarah Herron last week. He said, really? He's sending the so sweet Sarah Herron home and kept terrible. I was a Sarah fan. So maybe Sarah is going to be his next lady love after his breakup with Blakely.
Wow.
We shall see. Also, the last person or piece of gossip that I wanted to talk about was Daniela, who we know from The Bachelor this season. Yeah, Daniela McBride. She actually may not have been on the show for the right reasons. It's under speculation, but she is. I found her website through her Twitter account, and she says that she's a TV host. So she's another aspiring TV host. We knew that, you know, Emily Maynard had TV hosting aspirations. Several others on the show either were actors or fitness models. We see a lot of those. Mm-hmm. And so she has her website up with TV hosting stuff and modeling stuff and behind
TV
the scenes
hosts can
stuff.
Fall in love, too.
I know.
But
I'm not saying that she's on there for the wrong reasons. I'm just saying that there's speculation now.
But it does leave more questions than answers. Thank you for news and gossip, Kathy Kelly.
She's a television host?
Leave it alone, Chris. Like, now to predictions.
You can't be a television host when your hair looks like that. Now, you're after Buzz TV. I said it. Nobody else was going to.
I said nothing. This is why we have you here. You really want to crack that top five of villains of Bachelor, don't you?
I'm really mad that I didn't. I know that I shouldn't be mad that I did, but I am.
You are top one on villains for tonight on AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah, you're the top villain in all of our hearts.
You get a gold star.
All right, so let's get to some predictions. It's hometown dates. What do we expect to see? We see the military dad give Sean a hard time. We see finally the confrontation we've been waiting for all season, where I guess there's a mystery man who's still in love with one of the bachelorettes.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you guys
see?
And
a very unapproving brother.
Oh, yeah.
Catherine's family seems very skeptical as well.
No, but I was most disturbed with what Chrisley said, Dez's brother.
Yeah.
He was just flat out rude.
Mm-hmm.
Unless. Spoiler, I won't give that. Somebody ruined it for me, so I don't want to ruin it for somebody else.
Okay. So we'll dissect that next week. But who do you think's going home next week?
I think that
Ashley.
Either Ashley or Dez. Maybe Dez.
Was I not supposed to answer for her? Sorry. Mm-hmm.
I think that Dez is getting more insecure, and I think that the final three will crack her.
So I know we're doing predictions. I'm sorry. I totally forgot about this because I said that we read all the comments and we answer them, and I totally forgot. And you were supposed to remind me, so you're a horrible, horrible host.
Before we go any further, I brought it up at 10 minutes into the show, but I know where you're going. Go ahead.
Well, you could have asked me if I didn't catch it. Sometimes I'm a little dense. So in the comments on the questions, someone asked that they asked me if I thought the reason why Charlie didn't pick me was because of my bad edit.
Oh.
And at first I was like, what do you mean he didn't see it? And then remembered that our finale was the only one that was live. But I don't think that's why he didn't pick me. I think he didn't pick me because we were just buddies. And clearly him and Sarah had a 6-year relationship. So clearly they had something that was a little bit more real. So I don't think I had anything to do with my edit. And I think that he actually found love temporarily.
But you're still friends.
Yeah. Charlie, I just talked to him a couple weeks ago.
So great we friends. Do answer all the questions.
Yeah.
You send us.
Sorry, I forgot.
Send us more questions. And Catherine Kelly, what was your prediction again?
Oh.
Since Chrisley just.
I finished, though.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. So Chrisley.
She let me finish, unlike Kaylin. That was a throwback. I'm sorry. That was a stretch.
Wow, that was a good one. I appreciated that.
That's like bachelor honors. That was good.
That was good.
Chrisley, who do you think is going home?
Ashley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the fence, and if my prediction for Dez since the beginning is that she is getting the KCB edit, KCB left on hometowns,
yep,
because she fell apart. and I'm sticking to that. Just, I'm sorry, Martin.
Yeah, I don't agree. I think Dez is final two.
Either Dez goes either final two or she goes home this upcoming week.
She's not going home this week.
She could be set up if she is not the final one. I think that right now, out of those top four, it's either Catherine or Dez as the next Bachelorette.
Yeah, I agree. They'll either win it or
Leslie. Pick Leslie. Yeah.
Who's Leslie? Just kidding. All right, so what?
Leslie who?
Leslie.
I know, I'm kidding. She just wouldn't make a horrible Bachelorette. Dez would make a better Bachelorette. She's got that Ali Fedotowsky in her.
Yeah, very Dez. All right, so while we continue pontificating after this, remember we just continued a discussion. This is it for us tonight. So, Martin, where can they find you, buddy?
On Instagram.
Okay.
In the sound booth.
That's right. Thanks, Chrisley.
You're welcome.
And Chrisley, what about yourself?
You can find me on Twitter at Chrisley.
I'm Catherine Kelly.
You can find me on Twitter at Catherine Kelly.
And you can find me at The Everyday Man. So for Martin, Chrisley, Kathy, I'm JC. We're The Bachelor After Show. We'll see you next time. Good night,
from
everybody.
Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later. Catherine for Bachelor.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.